This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. The first thing we do, let's kill all the lawyers. That from a member of an unruly mob in Shakespeare's play Henry VI, Part 2. Now, not everyone would go that far, but plenty of people do make jokes about lawyers, among them Harvey Cash and Carl Lanzasera. About a month ago, the two men were arrested on charges of disorderly conduct after telling lawyer jokes as they waited in line to enter a Long Island courthouse. I spoke with both of them yesterday, hours after the charges were dropped by a grand jury.
What are 500 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean? A good start. How can you tell the difference between a lawyer and a skunk on a highway? There's skid marks in front of the skunk. Why do they bury lawyers 100 feet in the ground and everybody else 6 feet in the ground? Because down deep they're nice guys. What's black and brown and looks good on a lawyer? A Doberman. I mean, the beat goes on. There were books at Barnes & Noble's and Borders and what have you, with lawyer jokes. We don't make them up. They come in the books.
You and Carl were telling each other the jokes.
We were telling jokes, and I have to say that we were saying it to the other people on the line, and the people were laughing because they were having a good time. It was entertainment while they waited on line.
The court officers were giggling.
Yeah, the court officers
were giggling. But they can't show it.
They're the ones who were outside. Right. And a fellow walked into the bar with an alligator, and he said to the bartender, "You serve lawyers here." The bartender said, "Of course we serve lawyers." He said, "All right, I'll have a beer and give my alligator a lawyer."
What do you say to a lawyer with a 50 IQ?
What?
"Good morning, Your Honor."
They didn't like this. I don't know why.
Everybody liked them except the lawyers.
Except the lawyer.
And the judges. They don't like us.
I go around the metal detectors. Because I have a pacemaker, and they frisked me and what have you, and I walked to the end there, and there was Lieutenant Muscala waiting for me, and he said, "Somebody complained about you creating a disturbance outside." I said, "Well, wait a minute, hold it." I said, "I was telling some jokes, for goodness sake." I said, "I thought you were allowed to do that under the First Amendment to the Constitution about freedom of speech." And then Carl came over, and within 30 seconds, the both of us had handcuffs on us.
You're kidding.
Oh, seriously. I mean, they put us in the back. They frisked us.
And then charged us with making a loud noise. What's a loud noise? If that was arrestable, my wife would be in jail all the time.
Ba-dum-bum. Yeah.
When this thing finally came down, they took the charges away from Carl, and they put the charges on me. And Carl had the opportunity to rat me out, so he called my oldest daughter. Tell her, Carl, what happened.
I called his daughter. I said, "For $5,000, I'll keep him out of jail." She says, $10,000, please put him in jail.
Take my partner, please.
Right.
I mean, we're like Mutt and Jeff, Abbott and Costello. We're going to start a television show, The Real Court TV.
Right.
None of this Judge Judy stuff.
Somebody is talking to us about doing a motion picture, and I said I only allow that on one basis, and that is that who plays me. And I suggested that Leonardo DiCaprio play me, and I want to see how he looks in white hair.
Well, speaking of gigs, I'm thinking maybe you two could take your act to the Catskills or something.
Well, we're thinking of taking it to Washington, D.C., 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue comes to mind. We wanted to shake hands with the big guy and say, "Hey, listen, we want to help you in tort reform."
Don't tell any president jokes.
No.
Harvey Cash, Carl Lanzasera, thank you very much. One more thing. Can you give us a joke to go out on?
We're jokeless. We are now joining the joke protection program.
No. Well, you can say one thing. Why don't snakes bite lawyers? And professional courtesy. Take care.
We love you.